got to go.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all.
Joseph K, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Attention Hudson Valley, Capital Region, and Western Mass musicians and sound artists. We want your music on Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. WGXC and Chosen Family are pleased to announce Local Waves, a call for local music and sounds. Send your 2020 and newer releases as 320 kilobyte per second MP3s or Bandcamp links with download codes to music@wgxc.org with Local Waves as the subject heading. Then, be sure to tune into Hudson Valley Sounds from 8 p.m. to midnight to hear tracks from the talented and multifaceted artists living in our local area. Email info@wgxc.org with any questions. We look forward to hearing from you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events. At the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Zach Wilkes of Spencertown, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. What do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. Well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money, and then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
It is the summer of the year 2004 in America, and the president sits erect inside the Oval Office. He suffers from a terrible headache.
It hurts me bad. Real bad.
He stares at the daily intelligence briefing for the war on terrorism and tries to think. But a single sentence drones in his skull like a loud shout in a deep and empty canyon.
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
A hungry worm chews his troubled memory like a chainsaw twisting in a rotten stump. It is a worm born way back in October 1886 on a prison train that transports a defeated band of Native Americans into exile and captivity. They are the last of the Chiricahua Apaches.
These are not Christian people. They are dangerous savages who beat their wives.
ragged band of Chiricahuas travels under the leadership of a man known and feared throughout the Southwest as Geronimo.
Rah, rah, Geronimo.
Within a few months, many of his tribesmen die of malaria and malnutrition. But Geronimo becomes a prime tourist attraction and performs in a Wild West show where he is billed as the worst Indian who ever lived.
Yippee, 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 yippee.
In 1905, at the age of 80, he rides at the head of Teddy Roosevelt's inaugural parade, and on February 17, 1909, Geronimo dies on an army cot inside Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and is buried in the so-called Apache Cemetery. Fast forward to the year 1968. In Paris, students and workers perform an attractive blend of revolution and copulation in pursuit of a new social order, while over in a distant land named Vietnam, elite American troops hunt an elusive enemy named Victor, Charlie.
L'imagination au pouvoir!
Meanwhile, in the New England city of New Haven, inside a dark building known as the Tomb, a member of the Yale University class of 1968 undergoes initiation into the secret order of the Skull and Bones.
Do you do do?
I do do do.
Is it new do do?
It is new do do.
Is it true do do?
It is true do do.
At the solemn climax of this ritual, the novitiate dances a waltz with the most prized artifact in the Order's vast collection of human bones, a skull named Geronimo.
Cheetah, 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 doo doo da, dee da, dee da, doo doo da, dee da.
Not every new member gets to dance with the worst Indian who ever lived, but this particular student could claim a birthright. For his name was George W., and his grandfather, Prescott Bush, himself a prominent Yale bonesman, had stolen the skull in a nocturnal raid on Geronimo's grave, while he, Prescott, was stationed at Fort Sill in the year 1918.
Well, you see, it is a tradition, really, that every new bonesman will secure at least one celebrity skull.
Thus performing sacred bonesman duty, Prescott snatched the skull, together with a few other bones, doused them all with carbolic acid to remove desiccated bits of nerve tissue and cartilage, and returned with his booty to Yale.
Aye.
So that generation after generation of Yale-y bonesmen might peek into the hollow sockets and snicker and chuckle and snort.
Hey, check this out, dude. It looks like some kind of skull. I mean, I think it's some kind of Indian skull.
Prescott Bush would later become a big bucks booster for a charismatic Austrian named Adolf Hitler and profit handsomely from investments in the Nazi war machine. Investments made in association with his father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, who admired Hitler's innovations in the transport and disposal of genetic undesirables.
These are not Christian people. They are dangerous savages who... Where are you?
Now we jump ahead to the year 2000. It's the early days of W's battle for the presidency, and due to certain potentially damaging leaks from Yale classmates, the W campaign decides that Geronimo's purloined bones have become a political liability,
Geronimo,
and the order is given to make the problem disappear. Incinerated as medical waste and flushed into Long Island Sound, or ground to a fine paste and ingested by veteran bonesmen as a remedy for their enlarged prostates.
Well, heck, it sure worked for me. I feel like a young buck riding on a Mustang. Yeehaw! Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Fast forward again to the summer of 2004. Wildfires smolder in the Hollywood Hills, while in countless foreign lands, elite American troops pursue the enemies of freedom.
These are not Christian people. They are dangerous.
In Washington, the president sits erect inside the Oval Office and attempts to focus on the daily intelligence report for the war on terrorism.
It hurts me bad. Real bad.
He has a nasty headache from a hungry worm that turns in his brain like a steel reamer in the root of a collapsed tooth. A worm that soon makes psychokinetic contact. The worm tells the president he must travel by train to Oklahoma, to a place called Cache Creek, outside a dreary military facility named Fort Sill. Over the strenuous objections of his closest advisors,
"Please don't go, Mr. President. Pretty please don't go. Pretty please don't go."
The president goes. Then the worm tells him that he must remove all his clothes and kneel naked in front of Geronimo's grave. And so, over the weeping and wailing of First Lady Laura W. and his daughter Jenna W., and to the great mirth and merriment of the International Press Corps, the president strips butt naked and falls to his knees, his pale bottom bidding farewell to the big red sun.
Farewell, big red. Farewell, big red sun. Farewell.
Watching television inside his secret bunker, Osama bin Laden thinks to himself, that would not be a respectable posture for a Muslim man. While in Paris, Jacques Chirac releases an official statement on behalf of the people of France. The worm then tells the president that he must sing a healing song dedicated to the headless spirit of the worst Indian who ever lived, with whom he, George W., had once danced cheek to cheek, and that this song must be composed from the sounds of the name Geronimo. Despite a last-minute plea from his vice president, Dick Cheney, the president begins to sing. As this picture beams around the globe, the whole world stops and stares at George W., naked, on his knees and in the dirt, singing a healing song straight into the grave of the worst Indian who ever lived. And in all the cities, and in all the markets, and in all the war zones, from Nepal to Jerusalem, the air becomes suddenly quiet and still, while the President of the United States of America sings and sings and sings.
Mommy wish, Jerry Mooney.
Amino, Amino, Reggie,
Money Reggie, Jerry Mooney.
Next, here is 10:17 p.m. KHB-36 warned and flood stage from Almanac Behind from Daniel Bachman. 2022 Radio Art and New Music.
This is the Hill Weather Radio All Hazards Station, KHB 36, broadcasting from the National Weather Service Office in Sterling, Virginia, and transmitting on a frequency of 162.550 MHz from an antenna located in Manassas, Virginia. The National Weather Service in Sterling, Virginia has issued a flash flood warning for Madison County in northwestern Virginia until 12:15 a.m. At 9:17 p.m., Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the Warren area. Between 2 and 4 inches of rain have fallen. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard, life-threatening flash flooding. Thunderstorms producing flash flooding. Source, Doppler radar. Impact, life-threatening flash flooding of creeks and streams. Urban areas, high alloys, streets, and underpasses. Some locations should experience flash flooding in
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm, and let's hear a voice station from Milaik Silan, a fixed media radio piece composed solely of recorded human voices. It evokes the casual act of radio dialing by presenting a wide range of vocal gestures and textures that loosely resemble sounds associated with radio broadcasting. Each station catalogs distinct timbres of disembodied radio voices, transformed and extended beyond syntax. The piece is the first work of the radio art portfolio of the same name, Voice Station, produced as part of the doctoral research conducted by Milaik Silan at the University of Calgary.
What's interesting is when you feel a sense of almost exchange, that the person speaking through the radio is giving you space to form your own thoughts and your own questions.
I think the radio is something that I haven't appreciated as much as I am than I should.
I use the radio to tell what time it is.
I love listening to lectures.
It's a great way to hear new people and new music and really get to know the radio hosts.
The person speaking through the radio is giving you space to form your own thoughts and your own questions.
Is giving you space to feel a sense of almost exchange. That the person speaking through the radio
is giving you space to feel like the person speaking through the radio is giving you space to feel a sense of almost exchange. They're simply making an offering to you.
But you almost feel like you're in the hall listening along with them.
For me, that's a voice
from my mouth. So there is no...
pretty good.
Some
that's resonant.
English
but expressive.
Kind of a mess.
Natural. Not just trying to broadcast.
Available as a podcast. The phone is
sitting back. Effects. Human voice.
About
laughter here and there.
The volume's okay. The volume's
laughter.
The volume. The volume. The volume.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. The radio is an interesting thing. I remember I used to stay up until 11 p.m., which, you know, at the time I was not very old, and listen to rebroadcasts of radio shows from the 1940s and 50s that used to come on at that time for 2 hours, and you could hear old commercial breaks from way back then. And it was a really neat thing to stay up late and listen to the radio.
I love to turn the lights down very, very low to almost nothing and listen to the radio.
It's a totally different thing from kind of other experiences.
Somehow you feel like they're simply making an offer.
I listen to a lot of audiobooks,
whether it's
kind of like
knowledge, perspective,
podcasts every once in a while,
or just beautiful sound.
Yeah, that's what I know about the radio. That's what I've noticed.
That was Voice Station from Milike Silan.
Thank you. developed for the military. If it needs to broadcast warnings or instructions to a swelling crowd, the machines are being tested at an airfield in a remote section of Brooklyn, along with other devices like handheld radiation detectors and mechanical barriers strong enough to stop a million vehicles. The F1 acoustic machines, and they plan to mount them on armored vehicles posted outside Madison Square Garden. It would mark the first time these instruments, which can beam sounds up to 150 decibels for distances up to 300 yards, will be used by civilian force. Two possible uses may be directing crowds to safety following a terrorist attack or other calamity, or reminding protesters where they're allowed to march. Earlier this year, manufacturer American Technology Corporation of San Diego won a $1.1 million contract from the U.S. Marine Corps, which used these gadgets in Iraq. The military builds the long-range acoustic device as a non-lethal weapon designed to disperse hostile crowds or ward off potential foreign combatants by delivering pre-recorded warnings in several languages, communicating important messages, and, if needed, a blast of ear-splitting feedback.
This is Andy Stuhl for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. You're about to hear an hour-long transmission from Audio Placebo Plaza. Conceived by sound artists Aaron G., Julia E. Dick, and Vivian Lee, Audio Placebo Plaza occupied a storefront in Montreal's Plaza Saint-Hubert for 7 days in June 2021 as part of Undefined Radio's pop-up gallery and pirate radio station. Through a series of bespoke compositions, the project explored the promise of therapeutic sound. drawing on everything from ASMR to Muzak. You'll first hear the artists consulting with a visitor in order to tailor a custom placebo to their auditory needs. These appointments were broadcast through Undefined's FM transmitter, along with the finished placebos, including the one you'll hear in the final stretch of the hour.
Can music give you what you need? Does sound have the power to process complex emotions? Can placebos help? How are you today?
I'm Erin.
And I'm Julia.
How are you
and
today?
We're here to offer a kind of help with Audio Placebo Plaza. For 1 week, we offer everyday people customized positive messages, audio creations, healing frequencies, binaural beads, ASMR, and more. From June 11th to 16th at 6835 Rue Saint-Hubert and on undefined.fm.
This project is produced by Undefined Radio and co-presented by Sony Pearl Popolo and CKUT.
Thank you.
Come in, Zia. Are you Zia? We've been waiting for you. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, you are right on time. What I meant is we were expecting you. Yes.
Welcome to Audio Placebo Plaza.
So I guess that just one thing to be careful of is not to step on the Orbeez. They're these very special mascots for our space. They are flexible. They're very vulnerable. If you step on them, they will squish, but they regenerate during the night. These are things that inspire us here in our audio production.
Hydrated.
Yeah.
Thriving.
Yeah. Just helping others. Please take a seat in the ASMR chair. Bye, Dennis. Thank you for your visit. Here, your microphone's totally turned off now, so you can adjust it however you like. Thank you. Thank you. So we are streaming live to a real radio station, 107.7 FM. It is real, but has a very limited range. From what we hear, you can hear it all over Villeray and Petite Patrie, Little Italy, you know, basically centralizing around the Saint-Hubert area. It's beaming from the roof. We're also streaming live to the internet at undefined.fm. So because we're 100% about consent here at Audio Placebo Plaza, do you consent?
I do.
Wonderful. So Zia, we have prepared for you some intake questions in order to determine how we can best serve you and your, you know, see how we can help you best with whatever it is you need. Placebos have been proven to work for a wide variety of ailments. They're not a replacement for traditional therapy or medicine at all, but they do have benefits. So we're going to start by asking you, what brought you here today and how can we help you?
What brought me here today? I saw the ad come up for this wonderful space and service.
I love how you match it, by the way.
I do. I know. I wasn't even doing that on purpose.
Am I allowed to take a picture of you?
Sure, go for it.
Like, it's you match the space so much. Sorry, I know that this question is all about you, but like, it's really, I'm a bit stunned. So yeah, there we go. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I also love your lava lamp. I'm feeling a real affinity.
Yeah.
And connection to it, emotionally, spiritually.
This is really satisfying. You are our last customer of Audio Placebo Plaza.
Oh, wow.
So
I hope that we can end on a high note.
We
are set for retirement tomorrow.
We're set for our placebo.
We're going to get our pensions. Big placebo instead of big pharma?
That's about right. Big placebo.
Hmm.
Not capitalist, though. We're funded by the government.
Fair enough. What brought me here today? Yeah, I was curious to see how I could benefit from a placebo.
Wonderful. Is there anything that we can help you with in particular that you'd like to explore?
I've been feeling a lot of stress. You know, probably a common sentiment among people who come here. I've been helping to care for somebody who isn't doing very well, and I would like to be soothed in some way.
Oh, we can help with that for sure. This is something we can absolutely assist you with. We can 100% relate to caring for others.
I bet.
But, you know, by caring for others, sometimes you also feel cared for, but you also need a little bit of TLC yourself sometimes.
Sometimes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through a very, very simple questionnaire. So Julia, do you want to go over the sonic therapy portion of the questionnaire?
For sure. I would be happy to. So I'm going to list off for you a variety of different sonic experiences, treatments, and I just want you to let me know if you've ever heard of them before, if it interests you, or if you would like a little bit more of an explanation about what they are. So the first one is soundscapes.
Have you ever heard of soundscapes?
I have not.
Very good.
I would love to hear more, though.
Well, Julia.
Beautiful. Sure. So this could be a collage of recordings or just one recording of a specific space. So this could be like creating the experience, simulating the experience of a jungle or maybe a forest at night or being in a canoe, these kinds of an immersive environmental composition.
Love that.
We can recreate a memory for you.
Wow.
We have networks all over the world ready to provide us with soundscapes from their locale. Of the worldwide consortium of government-funded placebo centers.
Big placebo strikes again.
Yeah. I guess, sorry, Julia, I'll let you take it away again.
No problem. How about nature sounds?
Love nature sounds. Rain, right. Incredible. Incredible sound.
All right, I'm going to take a note of that. Likes rain. Okay, moving on. Isochronic tones.
No idea what this is.
All right, Aaron gives a very accessible description of this, so I'm going to let you take it away there.
Sure. Thanks, Julia. Isochronic tones are basically an exploration of how vibrations can resonate in the body and resonate sympathetically with things that are already going on. A lot of research has been done into the brain. Of course, the brain is always vibrating at many frequencies, but sometimes it has been shown that exposing the brain to a very targeted stimuli actually can entrainment into reproducing it itself, because even though the brain is very complex, some ways it is kind of just a dumb organ like all the rest of them. So isochronic tones is a way of brain hacking or attempted brain hacking, and there are some frequencies that are below the threshold of human hearing, but you can kind of simulate them by putting an envelope on just any other frequency that you find appealing. And so we can, even though you can't hear 6 hertz, you can hear 6 cycles per second of a sound that goes up and down.
Very cool. I like it.
Yay.
Sorry, I'm crinkling.
Very popular here. Great. How about astral noise?
You know, I don't know what this is either.
I mean, we're here for you. We're happy to explain it all to you.
Sounds exciting, though.
Julia, this one is your specialty.
No problem. So astral noise can be anything, refers to anything that comes from the environment. These are frequencies which are created through natural reoccurring phenomena. So this can be the rotation of the Earth, or the frequencies that the sun gives off during sunset or at different times of the day, lightning, the northern lights. These all make reactions in the electromagnetic sphere, which we can't hear with our regular ears, but we can use some specific amplification devices and record them. And so it's a nice way to experience all of this magnificent activity happening in the Earth's magnetosphere and in the cosmos.
A new layer of noticing. I like it.
For real. How about Muzak?
I do know what Muzak is. I think, wait, is that like elevator music?
Indeed.
Ah, okay. Got it.
It's its own way.
Exactly. Yep, totally.
Do you find Muzak appealing?
So-so.
Okay. Depends.
Depends.
Okay, so how about deep listening?
What's that?
Yes?
Oh, no, I don't know.
So deep listening is a practice developed by American composer Pauline Oliveros, and it's basically the practice of listening, often in a group, often to the sounds of the environment, in a kind of a meditative practice, which is done kind of over and over, and she's developed a number of different practices.
Cool.
How about drone?
I love drone.
Great. Hypnosis.
As in the classic sense, being hypnotized?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm skeptical that it works, but it works for a lot of people, so maybe I'm being too skeptical.
How about sound bath?
I'm into sound bath.
Great.